The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm Matt Man.
Hey, I'm Nine.
The screen froze with your finger pointing at me.
Oh, that's what happens.
This is After Hours with
the Rise Guys.
Thank you. Welcome, one and all. Appreciate you.
Happy to have you joining us on another exciting edition of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah, here we are once again, whoring ourselves out with our mouths.
Yep.
we were talking about that a minute ago. It's like, you know, some days, depending on how much you got going on, I mean, you're married now, but like some days, you know, you might leave, you know, go do your stuff, go to the house. Like, you may not speak with your mouth to anyone until the next morning. You may text and email and all that stuff, but
dude, when I was single for like 5 years in there, yeah, there were plenty of days that I wouldn't speak to anybody after. I mean, I'd text or whatever, but I wouldn't visibly speak to anybody until I came back to work and saw you again.
You know what's crazy? I remember you saying that, and I remember thinking the other day, like holy shit, I'm living part of that, what you would say sometimes. And mine's just more out of I don't know what. Just, you know, I mean, I gotta run around all the time, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but, no, I get it, man. I love being at home. Like, I'm a homebody. And like my wife said that to me, that when we first started dating, she's a homebody. But I'm such a homebody that, like, I'm more of a homebody than she is. I embody being a homebody.
Oh, I thought that was going to end with you saying you were the size of a house. And I was come on, Nine.
Well, tiny home.
Little tiny home. I'm bigger than the freaking pump station at the farm.
Aren't you? Yeah,
I touch. I got the wingspan of it anyway.
Yeah. This is, man, my grandparents had an old pump house. Yeah, it was small. It was tight in there. I remember.
yeah.
But we were, I'll go ahead and hit this because before I forget, we were talking before we started recording, we were talking, and you were talking about a chair you wanted to buy, and the place you wanted to buy doesn't offer delivery. So you got quoted what we thought was a ridiculous sum of money to deliver it. So you were talking about finding somebody, and I said, well, your UPS guy already knows where you live, and we know him, so get him to do it. Because he's a guy that we've known forever.
Well, he made somewhat of a cameo last podcast too. Remember,
I
hollered at him through the window.
He said, "Hey, Neil."
Hey, Neil Garvin.
Yeah, so we know him. I said, "Well, he already knows where you live."
Yeah, but I don't think you can pick up extra. Like, if you're a UPS guy, you can't like DoorDash and Uber also.
Oh no. But I think he has his own truck he could use in his off time.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about it is, it made me think about it. Then we got to talk about how guys who work for that company have really good benefits because they're Teamsters, you know?
Well, I was saying, but I was saying also how Neil, the reason I know Neil is because I went to high school with him at the great Wade Hampton University High School. And I was like, man, he's a couple years younger than me, and he's in such great shape. But I was like, but look what he does for a job. But
yeah,
how's the How's he going, you know, doing such hard labor? How will that translate into later life, you know?
Yeah, I said I've known some guys who did that who had to get knee replacements and stuff, mainly because of hopping down out of the truck carrying boxes all day, over and over again, hopping out of the truck carrying boxes.
Yep.
But then we talk about how good their benefits were being Teamsters.
Oh, and
then I have a former roommate of mine, you may know as Mo Ike, who he worked there doing preload in the mornings, and he was on in the union as part of that, and he'd occasionally get in an argument with a supervisor or something and get fired, but he'd just go to his shop steward and have his job back in a day or two. And the other day I was
Have one of those at the radio station?
No, we're not union. I was outside Dollar Store the other day, and my wife was, she was getting out to go in. I wasn't going in with her because she was just getting a couple things that were for her mom for Mother's Day. So I'll just drop you off and I'll pick you up when you're done.
It's Dollar Tree. It's Mother's Day. I'm going to Dollar Tree.
It was the General.
Okay. Well, sorry. At least it wasn't family.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and the UPS guy comes walking up with a couple boxes to deliver to the dollar store. Mm-hmm. And there's this older lady driving up, and they like exchange a smile and a wave and a nod. So he walks on out, and then she hits the brakes real hard and honks at him, like, "What are you doing getting in my way?" But she just had smiled and waved, and he thought, as you would, that, okay, I'm good to go across. So she honks at him and damn near runs him over in the parking lot. And he turns around and he says, "It's a crosswalk, you dumb bitch."
Oh, God.
And I started laughing, and she starts saying, like, "I'll report you. I'll have you fired in the morning." And I
said, Jesus Christ.
So what do I do? Because everybody's hollering now, and I want to holler too. I'm a loudmouth. So I go, "He's right. Shut the blank up."
And then that was that.
But I was just thinking, this lady almost hit him, and he reacted. And if he gets in trouble over it, well, he'll just go to the shop store and be back in the truck in a day or two, probably. It's a great gig.
Yeah. God, shop steward. You know what, Yankees? That's one thing you brought down here. Thank you for that. You know, unions and whatnot. I mean, really. It's like down here. It was, ooh, you don't want to work for a union. They're bad. They're real bad.
A lot of people still feel that way. I personally would be all about it.
I would, too.
Yeah, amen. I wouldn't mind. I would not object.
Do they have to pay like HOA fees? Like, do they have to pay like them like a part of their paycheck or anything?
Yes, you do have to pay dues to be in a union.
Is the word. You're so kind in the way you correct me.
Your union dues. You got to pay your dues.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You do have, dues are due, but I mean, it seems like you get much better benefits and retirement, and some people in unions have pensions and stuff. Like, it'd be worth it, man.
Yeah, it won't matter if you have to get all your knees repaired or replaced or anything like that. It's like,
because you're getting coverage.
I'm out of here. Bring the brown truck, pick me up, and take me to the warehouse.
Yeah.
Not God bless you for doing that.
Real.
I couldn't. I mean, I could, but God, I don't want to.
No, physically unable to.
That's why the reason I mentioned whoring myself out with my mouth is what we're saying. And I think I said it on the show, like, usually if I'm talking during the day, it's because I'm getting paid to, or I really like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, usually if I'm talking during the day, I'm cussing in traffic.
Yes, you are. You're calling women bitches. I understand.
No, that's what the UPS guy said. Not me.
Okay.
God. Yeah. I don't know. I got stuff to do around the house though. I got a big ass limb on my fence right now. I got to get that off there.
Was that your house?
Yeah, that's my fence. Okay, I sent that picture the other day. Yeah, that was after the storms. A few days ago. It's been there for a few days. I got to get it off. It's huge.
Okay, I didn't know what that was in reference to. Like,
this ain't like one. No, you go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, I didn't know if I missed the context of when you sent that text in the group that day.
Oh yeah, this is saw the picture. It's not just like one little tree branch fence. No, it's the entire limb containing all the branches laying on my fence. This thing weighs hundreds of pounds.
Good God!
It's off my white maple tree.
Wow.
And when you see where it broke off from on the tree, and then you, how in the hell did it fall all the way on the fence? It should not have fallen on the fence. If anything, it should have scraped the window I'm sitting beside right now.
Well, you should thank the Lord that it didn't. Right?
Yeah, because the fence is a little bowed, but it'll be all right. My dogs ain't trying to escape or nothing.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that.
They wouldn't try that. They get good food here.
So I'm looking for someone to deliver some furniture, and you're looking for an arborist.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I also had to go to the I have a bug that plagues me. First, they were in my truck. No,
oh, it's ants. God.
Ants. I had them in my truck. Now they keep getting in the damn house. So I had to go to the we got these do-it-yourself pest control stores around town. I went to one of those today, and I got some like high-grade poison and one of those pump sprayers so I can spray around. He said, you only got to do it 4 times a year.
You only.
You won't see a bug in your house. And I said, what about my dogs? And he said, well, don't spray it where they go.
Oh, well, good Lord. I mean, okay. I'll go spray my neighbor's yard then.
Well, luckily, they don't go around the places where the ants been coming. And they've been coming in the window by the kitchen sink, and they get in the pantry.
Oh, okay.
Which is where we keep food.
Wow. You know what I was going to tell you real quick? Since obviously this is a podcast and there's not a whole lot of whatever. We're just, you know.
We're just talking about life right now. I'm talking about ants and stuff.
So you'll enjoy this. And I don't know if, you know, it's just a fleeting thing. I bought a sports card off of eBay. Mm-hmm. And you won't believe who sold it to him. This is not a punchline. This is not a joke. It's a former professional wrestler that now sells sports cards on eBay. And I'm not even kidding you. I mean, you won't guess it. Freaking Mark Jindrak.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yes. He sells sports cards on eBay now. Wrestling.
Dude, if he could have been like less Beavis and Butthead like, he would have been in Evolution.
Yeah.
He almost made it. He never would have sold a sports card then.
Well, check him out on eBay, Mark Jindrak Cards. It's really him.
I remember when he first came up, and he had so much potential, like he had so much athletic potential that he really could have done it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He really could have gone places doing that.
Yeah.
Handsome guy, too. Good-looking fella.
Well, let's not go too far with it.
All right, I'll draw that back. I'll walk it back a little bit. Man, that's interesting, though, that he sold his card. That is wild.
It's wild.
You've had several eBay interactions with
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann bought one from me.
Some from me, yeah. And then Philip Hughes, but he's very pretty well established in the hobby now as dealer.
The former Yankee pitcher, Phil Hughes.
Yeah, big Phil. You know, we used to do one day. I'll figure out how to do it. But today's weather is so nice. I'm sitting here and I'm just looking outside. And I'm like, I need to try to do this outside one day. What that sound like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do it outside. You might just get the birds chirping like when Looper calls us in the morning.
Well, that's what I was going to say, man. Like, have you know, maybe it's part of getting older and you just are more present or listening or appreciate things. But have you ever in the history of your life remembered birds being so damn loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime I've ever walked out of a strip club at closing time, for one, they're loud as hell then. But hell, we were talking a couple weeks ago on the Rise Guys show about how about whippoorwills, and I've been hearing one outside the house lately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, they're often talked about in country songs a lot.
Yeah, they are, oftentimes.
Yeah. And it's not like it's an easy go-to, like whippoorwill. Rhyme something with that. I mean, that's worse than Bronco.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, I don't know. Something probably rhymes with it. Nothing rhymes with Bronco.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, shoot. What you got going on today?
Man, nothing. I don't have anything going on. I had to go buy the ant stuff. I need to mix it up and do some spray.
Well, so back to that. It's well, did you buy any of the stuff that, like, you know, there's the what do they call it? The ones that basically, like, to kill the bugs, but nothing else. Your grass, your animals, even if you accidentally drink some of this, you'll be fine. Or did you buy the shit that kills everything?
This will kill anything.
Ah, Lord.
The stuff I got, the stuff I bought at the do-it-yourself pest control place will definitely kill any bug that tries to get in my house ever again.
Oh, okay.
It ain't gonna make it.
Yeah. It's a weird thing as a man to have such a germophobia as I have. I mean, it really is. I don't like touching gross stuff. It gets worse with age too. Like I thought, you know, it'd be something you grow out of. But I think COVID put it into not like, you know, wearing the mask, but just thinking about it more.
Thinking about
or seeing a slow motion video of someone sneezing and seeing how far those snot particles or whatever particles go. I mean, mm-hmm. If somebody sneezes in a room with you, you're ingesting it.
Yeah, you are. You have to be taking it in. You're breathing it in. But if they're just breathing in the room with you, eventually you're taking it
well,
in.
Well, sure. Know? Yeah. I hold my breath when I'm in the room with people. I've tried
That's
to do that.
That's the one thing I think COVID really imparted on a lot of people is, if we're just breathing in the same space, we're breathing like each other's air.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Because everything we take up our nose or through our mouth when we're out of breath, it ain't just all oxygen, you know. I'm blowing off CO2, and then you're inhaling some of my CO2 with your oxygen.
Oh, give me a hit right now through the microphone.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, I was. I don't know if I was telling you this or somebody else, but I've been on a pretty, pretty, very, very strict diet regimen as of late, and it's so weird when you get on a. I was thinking about this. Animals eat the same meal every day, generally speaking, you know, domesticated animals.
I feel bad for them about that too.
But I wonder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
sometimes. Like, we as especially, I'm sure everyone's like it, but we say, tonight I want Italian, or I want Mexican, or I want, you know, we don't stay consistent with what we eat.
No.
And that's got to be something that is probably very bad, that your digestive system and every part of your body doesn't get used to the same cycle of food.
Yeah.
And so mine is under duress right now because it's shocked.
Yes.
And the better you eat, if you listen to the morning show, I've been farting like crazy. I've been taking lots of dumps, and I'm eating great.
Uh-huh.
It's the weirdest thing to figure out. It's like, that's the ultimate secret. That's this. It's not about the afterlife or wealth or anything. It's how to consistently eat right. That's not going to get you huge, heavy. It's not going to give you one of those things where you look healthy, but down deep inside your heart's about to explode. Just basic balance.
I think farting's a sign of good health in a lot of cases.
Boy, it must be.
Yeah, because if you eat a high fiber diet, which is healthy, you're gonna poot a lot. But yeah, it's an interesting point you make about how I got Wendy's on the way home today because it was on the way home and I was hungry. So I picked up some Wendy's on my way home. But yesterday, what did I have? I had Mexican food. Today I could have Italian food.
Yeah,
but
there we go.
Do you know what Indian people tend to eat is Indian food? Mexican people tend to eat Mexican food. So yeah,
only though.
But people are more consistent, I guess, than we are here in America if they're in other places. Though, if those same people came to America, they might, you know, they might be doing the same thing we're doing.
We wanted the hamburger tonight.
Yeah.
Something like that. That was my German accent.
Oh, I thought it was Italian.
You know, when it comes to the Europe, I just call continents when it comes to that. I can't specifically call any particular one.
Like, we can eat from a different continent almost every day of the week. Antarctica ain't really got food.
No, they don't. Unless they do, and we don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know what it would be. But yeah, we can eat from a different continent all the time. Like, it's wild how much different food we can eat. And I'm talking about just right around town here.
Sure. Yeah. And your body is never like, it's dinner time, knocking at the tummy. And then you're like, all right, well, Mexican then.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, you think about it, there is no like real, truly American food. The American foods we have, like our fried chicken it came about because of people of Scottish descent pan frying and people of African descent using seasonings to spice it up good.
Okay, so I was going to say that I imagined without looking up, like Kentucky fried chicken came from soul food. I would have assumed, but that's a compliment.
But where did soul food come from? Soul food is, I think, distinctly American, but it's a hodgepodge of different cuisines coming together.
Right.
That's what American food is, all just other cuisines coming together into one cuisine. So that's why, like, I love American food, but there is no like traditionally American food, really.
Do you think there are like, work with me here? Do you think there's any like hardcore racists that won't eat the ethnic food from the race that they hate? I mean, it's a serious question.
I grew up with old Southern men who never, ever, ever in their entire lives tried ethnic cuisines. Like, I'm positive my dad never tried a bite of Chinese food or Mexican food. And I'm not saying my dad was an out and out racist, because he wasn't, but he never tried any of those kinds of food. So I imagine if he was racist, he definitely wouldn't have tried them foods.
Okay. I was wondering about that. I mean, that'd be extremely, and I'm not joking yet again, but it'd be extremely tough owning a ethnic restaurant in America. Well, I mean, hell, it could still be now, but, you know, back in the day, wow. And think about, like, you know, you're like, hey, we also don't like Vietnam. We're going to come over here and open a restaurant. And then there's like people who at first are like, whoa, dude. You know, we're not going to go in there. We know what your prostitutes did over there with the razors.
Well, but that's the thing.
It sucks.
We were over there for the people, right? The ones who did want liberation. That's why we were there for them.
Okay. Well, I thought we were really there just to smuggle drugs out, but now that you're telling me that, I'm for it again.
I'm talking about what we told everybody.
Okay.
That we couldn't walk back. Like if Vietnamese people wanted to come over here, we'd have to be like, well, yeah, we told everybody we were trying to liberate y'all, so come on, I guess.
God bless.
We'd have to just go with our lie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be like such a I mean, it's commitment, but it's just awful. It's just awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking, I was just thinking about that. Like, I guess my system is just shocked right now because there for like, especially like post surgery, I mean, every meal was DoorDash almost really. And I mean, people are talking about the post COVID weight. It's like, I got the post hip surgery weight.
Oh, yeah, man. Surgery will do it to you.
I'm doing it. God bless, but I'm doing it.
Surgery also, something about general anesthesia also give you bad gas too.
Well, it's been like almost a year.
For a while. It lasts a while. There's a lot of people who think it takes about a year to get over general anesthesia because they give you drugs that put you in the brink of damn death.
Well, yeah. I mean, literally, right? Yeah.
You're so far under that they're cutting you open and replacing bones and you ain't waking up to scream about it.
God bless. It's back in the day, they didn't put you to sleep for those things.
Well, they just take you out.
They'd hit you over the head with a club or something.
Yeah. it's been fun catching up on just like this has been fun catching up on an episode since we got behind on our taping schedule since I was sick one day this week.
What would you or are we drawing this one to a close?
Oh, we can.
It's fine. I was just going to ask, like, what do you call this episode?
I don't know, man, unless it's potpourri.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that.
I could do potpourri or potpourri.
That always, I'll tell you something. When we would always watch, when I was younger, watching Jeopardy, and my dad hated that category because I don't think he just didn't get it. Like, potpourri to him was these dried leaves that my mother kept around the house because me and my daddy farted a lot.
And the questions were never about that.
Never, ever.
Never.
Ever, ever.
Never were they about the dried leaves that everybody had around the house back then.
No.
I feel bad. Now, that's something to talk about. The damn potpourri industry.
Gone.
I used to see potpourri everywhere as a kid, and now you do not as an adult. But then again, it doesn't really go to anybody else's house.
Well, that and also they have plug-ins, they got diffusers.
More scented candles and incense came back around big time, not just for dirty hippies.
Right. You know what's weird is when you smell incense, like, outside, you're thinking, like, is someone smoking weed nearby, or is that a natural smell? Like, it's just, but it definitely sticks. I guess it's patchouli.
Yeah.
It's patchouli.
Patchouli's a good smell. Patchouli's a great smell. And it got such a bad rap from, like, 90s culture for some reason. I don't even remember in High Fidelity, John Cusack, when he's railing against Tim Robbins, who is an awful person in the movie, but one of the things he uses to rail against him is he smells of patchouli. Like, you're insulting somebody by telling me he smells good? That's backwards ass, dude. But High Fidelity is a damn societal problem, and that level of cynical negativity should not exist or be produced because it made a lot of people act like assholes.
Well,
that movie's influence in the book before the movie, but the influence of that book and movie made a lot of people act like dickheads, man.
It was a book?
Yeah, it was a book before it was a movie.
Huh.
Yeah, usually that's how that works, though. Man, this movie's so good, I'm writing a book about it.
Oh, shit. God, I know. And then don't you feel like a dumbass when you, like, talk about, oh, man, I watched this movie. Oh, yeah, I read that. And you're like, what?
I read that book. You just smart flexed on me. I'm watching a movie and you read the book for four months.
I haven't seen Lord of the Rings. I've read them all though. Like, read them? What?
Yeah. That's the thing. It can't take much longer to read them. It does to watch damn things.
Yeah. You know what? That's something interesting to look into as well. Like, you know, the 20 minutes thing or 30 minutes thing of reading per day is good for the brain. Like, does that count for Facebook and stuff?
No, that's bad for the brain. Yeah, you actually have to read something you have to read something that is enriching.
Okay.
Yeah. The But yeah, Star Wars is one of the only things I can think of when I said usually the movie comes, the book comes for the movie. But Star Wars had books and the movies came first.
Okay, I thought, yeah, boy, I was going to say that was going to be a big surprise here too, because I
Star Wars had movies, then came into books and comics and everything else, but movies first.
Huh. I did not know that.
It's interesting.
I mean, like, when it came to, like, book, I've read several. That could be 3 to 5 since college time and stuff. But, you know, I like to watch a movie. I like to watch
it. I love a movie, man.
You know what I started watching earlier? And as soon as we finish up with this, I got a couple little errands to run. Then I'm going to get back to watching the documentary about Ashley Madison, the dating app. Oh boy, I started to watch that. I saw like half of one episode, like riveting stuff. Riveting.
That will be good. I'll check that out. I got to reactivate my Netflix.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do it in time for the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight, but I'll probably do it sooner.
Oh wow. God, are we going to see like the end of Netflix? Because simply they're spending so much money and getting so much. And like, if you don't have Netflix in 2024, sans, you've had it, but it's not like some new ground. People are going to say, oh, I want to see that. I'll just get the Netflix, you call it. You know, it's, I don't see how they can build that much of a more larger audience by these new attractions. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's eating itself.
I've tried that before.
It's very difficult with all the ribs. This is stupid. This is stupid. I saw this. This is dumb. Yeah. I'm glad you got me on this because I just thought of something stupid it's worth talking about on a podcast. All right.
Yeah.
This comes from USAtoday.com. Comcast CEO Brian Roberts unveiled plans Tuesday at the there's some Moffitt Nathanson's 2024 Media Internet Communications Conference for StreamSaver. It's a new streaming bundle that will combine Netflix, Peacock, and Apple TV Plus into a three-way bundle at a discount provided to you through Comcast. It's cable again.
God, buddy. That's weird. That it makes no sense. And like, I really think that Bezos is just sitting back, twiddling his thumbs, waiting for it all to collapse, and he's going to go in and get it all. And if not Bezos, someone in that kind of way, but I think Bezos, because he's now switched the, you know, different tiers, I believe, of Prime, where some you have to watch commercials now, and that was
there's ads unless you want to upgrade to $2.99 a month or something.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, I need the break every once in a while. Let me see a commercial in Spanish.
Yeah. But there's another one too. Comcast says the stream server they're doing, but you'll also, this one's 4 days ago from CNN.com, WRTV.com via CNN, whatever. Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery announced on Wednesday plans for a cross-studio bundle that would combine Disney Plus and Hulu with Max. So again, you're going back to cable.
I mean, it really is. It's supposed to be the big breakaway standalone, and now it's not.
It's just cable coming back around, and it costs more now.
But the thing about that, is think about Comcast. They're going to have their hands in both sides of the plate because they're going to do the programming and then also the internet.
Yeah, and it's a great way to fool people or just take people for fools as they do anyway.
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is because to get that bundle I was telling you about, it says you can be a Comcast mobile customer or a broadband customer or a TV customer. So you could still stupidly say, oh, I don't want cable. I'll just get a cell phone, or I'll just get high-speed internet, but I'll get that stream. Then you bought cable. That's the way. They treat us like we're idiots because we are that stupid.
We
sit there and act like we didn't buy cable when we're buying cable. want to buy cable. They just don't want to know they're doing it.
It's all a ruse. Like, I remember when I moved to, I don't know how long ago, I moved one time and I couldn't find one of my.
You moved more than one time.
But this, I can't remember which time, but this one time I moved, okay. I couldn't find one of my cable boxes. So I called then Charter. I was like, hey, I can't find my cable box. And they're like, that's going to be like $300. But then when I canceled cable, I got rid of it. And then I called them and I was like, hey, do I need to bring y'all the stuff or what? And they're like, yeah, we don't care about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I found that out when I moved in here. There was a great deal when you move, you know, you get a good bundle deal when you move. Yeah. So I got it and it came with the TV service for a year. So I had the cable box and then I got this nice 4K TV and they didn't offer anything in 4K at all, or they didn't offer anything that didn't look like it was digitized and the box was so outdated that it looked like crap on my television. So I didn't even use the damn thing. But then when the bundle was up after a year and I'm trying to get them the box back, they didn't even want it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with my, yes, yeah, exactly. But yet when you were a part of their service though and lost it, they were wanted to charge you dumb money. That's so
bull. Yeah, but then you just turn the service off. They don't even want it back. They don't care.
Because, again,
it is not compatible with modern television technology at all.
No, and plus, like, I mean, look at, okay, remember like bag phones when they came out, the big bag cell phones, or even the handheld huge phones, like how small they've gotten that now. The cable box has never gotten any smaller. They were this big. Like remember when they made the slim DVD players?
Yeah.
That's what they look like. Inside one of them, because I got frustrated about something and I went out and smashed it in the backyard and I looked inside of it.
Into them real good.
Yeah. And it was like, there's nothing in there. This is all just a body to make it look like it's this whole big thing.
Well, do you remember back when we were younger, they had the cable box had the wood grain top on it. It had digital display with the two red digits for the numbers on the channel.
I had one of those special ones that was unscrambled.
Cable boxes looked like that back then. Then they got bigger in the 90s. They made them all black and had the metal case on them, but they got like a little slimmer, but much wider. And they got way bigger and everything. Like they got 2 feet wide for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
They turned into these giant appliances, but it's like this 4 square foot of cable box you don't need for any reason, like you're saying.
I think that's because of the whole entertainment center situations that we were in back then that's the center of entertainment over there. We need some kind of stronghold to really symbolize that.
And we needed to, again, treat the consumer like they're just a drooling idiot because they think this bigger cable box is somehow better. And now we're on the opposite, where the smaller you can make my Roku or my Fire Stick, the happier I am with it. I want it to be microscopic, so I don't even know where the hell it is ever. I want it to be the size of a grain of rice so I can't ever find it.
Ever.
Ever.
Oh, Jimmy. Hey, I'm going to run to the restroom.
You should. We'll wrap this up and we'll do another one.
Okay. I'd like to say thank you for listening to this episode. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this has been After
Hours
with
the Rice Guys.
Nailed it. See you next time. Thank you.
Yes, sir.